Again, the ritual of the afternoon off.
It's not a ritual. There aren't any rules.
Then how do we know if we are complying? Madame Vestra was most specific.
Really?
She said, Strax, you are infuriating. Go away, take the human female with you.
I'm sure she never called me that.
Take Jenny and go and have some fun.
Well, there you go.
What?
That's what we're doing. Having fun.
It can't be. I haven't any weapons.
You don't have to kill anything. We can just, I don't know, we could do what normal people do on their afternoons off. Like go to the park.
Ugh.
Or the zoo. See the monkeys. Feed the elephants.
With buns of acid?
Or we could go shopping. Or go to the theatre.
Will anyone die?
Depends on the show. Here, what about that? A new exhibition. Looks like it's portraits or something.
How enthralling. I'll be sure to put it in my field report.
Join the crowds of the enlightened.
When did you get so sarcastic?
Nearly fulfilling my reconnaissance duties.
Come along, ladies and gentlemen. Reach into the darkness. Discover the mysterious presences that infest the very ether. See the one, the only comprehensive exhibition of spirit photography in all London town.
Spirit photographs? That's pictures of ghosts, ain't it? That's gotta be worth seeing.
The very concept is nonsensical.
Says the Sontaran who came back from the dead.
That was a scientific process, and not one which I'm prepared to discuss.
Be astounded! Be amazed! An exhibition so enthralling you'd gladly pay to see it twice! As recommended by the Society for the Diffusion of Knowledge and...
Here, mister! How much?
To see beyond, can one put a price on wisdom?
Well, you must have, or you wouldn't be selling tickets.
Ah, well, 1 shilling, miss.
Blimey! You could do Crystal Palace for that. I guess we'll have to stay unenlightened.
Or we could say 6 pence. Special discount for the little boy, on account of him being so ugly.
Boy?
6 pence will do nicely. Thank the gentleman, Strax.
What gentleman?
If you're scared, sonny, you can always wait outside.
A Sontaran fears nothing!
Oh, feisty lad, ain't he?
You've got no idea. There you go.
Then all that remains is for me to draw aside the veil and welcome you to the other side.
Come on, Strax. Let's see some spooky pictures.
Fools. There's one hatched every second. Roll up! Roll up! What signs and wonders will you discover in our great exhibition?
Mrs. Pullman?
Yes?
I am Madame Vestra. Inspector Cotton of Scotland Yard suggested I might call.
Of course. The great detective. Inspector Cotton said you might have some notion. Please, come in.
Thank you.
Down. Behave yourself, Towser. We have a guest. I'm afraid you find us at sixes and sevens, Madame Vestra. Jane, our maid, left somewhat abruptly. Wouldn't even work out her notice.
So distressing for you.
Said she wouldn't stay in a house where there were such queer goings-on.
I understand there was a bereavement. You lost your husband.
Lost
and found Madame Vastra, like a parcel left upon the omnibus.
You pardon?
He was returned to me, one way or another.
Whatever do you mean?
It's perhaps best if you see for yourself. Won't you come through to the parlour?
Miss Jenny?
What?
Are we having fun yet?
Oh, bit of a swizz, ain't it?
The pictures are a little repetitious. Miasmic glowing fields of energy...
That'll be your actual spirits.
...hovering around a man who is depicted in various different poses.
Oh, Strax, you're going to have to work on that. They're not all the same man.
They're not.
At least half of them are women. Ah, I recognise her. She's an actress. And that's Lady, what's her name? She's always making speeches. I've seen her in the London Illustrated. And him? He's the India rubber magnet.
Looks like an ordinary human. Nothing rubber about him at all.
Well, reminds me of when I was a little girl. I paid a halfpenny bit to see a mermaid at the fair. I was so looking forward to it.
What's a mermaid?
It's a beautiful lady with long golden hair and a tail like a fish.
Doesn't sound very practical. Does the tail have offensive capabilities?
That mouldy old mermaid was pretty offensive, I can tell you. It was a bit of a seal stitched onto a dried-up monkey.
Hybridization can be useful for engineering battle strength and versatility.
It was fake. A rotten fake. And I don't reckon these photographs are much better. I think these spirits are just blobs smudged on in the dark room.
And this disappoints you?
Yes.
You wish them to be real?
I don't know. Maybe.
Why is this important?
Strax, have you never lost someone? Someone you loved or cared for and wished could still be there?
Before I entered Madame Vastra's service, I saw many of my clone batch die in battle. It was their honour to do so for the glory of Sonta.
Maybe I was hoping for a hint, a whisper there's something else. But it doesn't all just end.
Analyzing. Most intriguing.
My dearest, this is Madame Vastra.
Good afternoon.
Please, there's no need to rise on my account. I would not distract you from your needlework.
Petit point, to be exact.
Of course. Your work is very fine.
A humble effort, but I do my best.
Oh, forgive me. Where are my manners? Madame Vastra, I should have asked if I could take your cloak, your hat.
I am content to keep them.
Ethel, tush. You're being indelicate. Our guest wears a veil, a widow's weeds. She is in mourning.
As it happens, I am most happily married. My sorrow, such as it is a more distant affair.
Indeed.
I am separated from my family by a great many years. But otherwise, I am content. I have a good life, and I flatter myself I am able to help those in need.
From my thoughts on mourning are complicated too. Truth be told, I have no idea if I should dress in black. There is not a book on etiquette written that addresses my curious situation.
May I ask, how long is it since your husband died?
4 weeks. And yet it was not 4 days later that he came back. Somewhat disorientated and dishevelled, but unquestionably.
The same man? You are certain?
Outwardly, at least. Oh, let me show you. I had begged Oscar to attend a photographic studio with me, but he always said he was too busy. The pressure of work. Well, you know how men are.
Oblivious to the needs of others.
As you say, he said there would always be time. But in the end, there was not. I had this picture taken after, as a keepsake.
It was taken after your husband died.
It was quite proper. I went with a respected firm, Foster's, I think it was.
It's not my culture. I do not judge.
It's a good likeness, as you may see.
The gentleman embroidering by the fire, he is your late husband.
Yes.
He seems most productive for a corpse.
What nonsense you ladies speak.
Forgive me, sir, but the picture is unmistakable. Do you deny you are Mr. Oscar Pullman of 12 Bow Street?
This may be Bow Street, but I am not Mr. Pullman.
No? Then whom am I addressing?
I should have thought that was obvious. I am Euphemia, the Duchess of Buccleuch.
Perhaps I should make some tea.
Yes, that might be best.
Yes, it is certain.
What?
My scanner indicates these images are not counterfeit.
How do you mean?
The spirits. The hovering presences around the human subjects. They were not added by post-production subterfuge.
And for those of us who don't speak Sontaran?
A photograph is a print taken from a glass plate exposed to light, correct?
Correct.
My scan indicates the light was all captured at the same time.
And that means?
Whatever this glowing miasma may be, it is authentic.
It was really there.
Miss Jenny, where are you going?
To speak to Isnibs outside. Find out what he knows.
Strange. Some kind of interference.
Come along, ladies and gents, boys and girls. Take your chance for a sneaky glance at the infinite.
Here. Excuse me, mister.
What is it? No refunds.
I don't want a refund.
No liability accepted for young females' fainting spells, neither.
I don't faint. I just wanted to ask. These pictures, how do they do them?
It's a mystery beyond mortal comprehension.
Try me.
My photographer's great vision, coupled with all kinds of esoteric psychic lore.
No, but really. Because my friend says they're the genuine article.
I can't go giving away all our secrets. Especially not to someone who only paid half price.
Some kind of imaging technology is clashing with my scanner.
What happened to your moustache?
What?
It's vanished. What, do you do conjuring tricks and all?
You'll have to go home, miss. Exhibition's closed.
What? Now? What's the rush?
Thank you for your business. Call again.
Of course. As the two incompatible waveforms approach each other, the dominant technology will overwhelm and cancel out the inferior. I thought you were consulting with his nibs.
Yeah, I was. But he did this weird trick with his moustache. Then he grabbed his money box and ran off like he had a firecracker under his...
Cloaking device.
Beg your pardon?
It was a disguise. I suspect that human may not be a human after all.
So this cove said he wasn't her husband, but someone else altogether.
Quite so.
That must have been a surprise. More tea?
I'm fine, my sweet.
Strax?
Tea is an abomination, and do not threaten me with muffins.
Please yourself.
Ethel found her rejuvenated husband's company most convivial. If anything, it was the social etiquette of their situation that was troubling her.
Well, whatever makes you happy, that's what I say. Who cares what other people think?
She should question her medical practitioner. Put him to the torture!
And what would that reveal?
It is poor practice to bury humans before confirming their demise. He failed to do this. He is a bad doctor.
I spoke to Dr. Patterson. He was adamant there was no mistake. Oscar Pullman was quite dead, and this is not the only case I have pursued. Inspector Cotton gave me details of several other revenants, and there are reports of dozens more.
All returned from the grave?
Quite. And in each case, their identity changed. They had acquired a whole new personality.
Cotton gives you all the head scratchers, don't he?
I wouldn't have it any other way. A policeman may rightly concern himself with murder, but it's hard to know what crime has occurred when the victims are returned to life.
Good point. Well made. Although I shouldn't like it if you suddenly became someone else.
I shall always be constant to you, my dear.
I will go and recharge myself if there is to be smooching.
But there is more to tell. I visited several more homes while you and Jenny were gadding about.
Actually, we didn't gad.
You can tell me about it later. As I was saying, in each lodging, whether humble or elevated, I observed a singular detail. The deceased had been memorialized posthumously.
Photographs of the dead?
Mm-hmm. A strange custom, but useful for a detective. I was able to borrow the images for reference. Strax, bring me the Green Bay's pinboard.
As you wish. There.
Thank you. Right, here we have Oscar Pullman.
A.K.A. the Duchess.
Mm-hmm. And this is Thomas Hegarty. He was a banker, but now believes himself to be a farrier called Alf McGregor. And this is Jane Jackson, who now calls herself Mademoiselle Da Silva.
These photographs, they all have the same sort of border. All scalloped.
There I am ahead of you, my dear. They are the work of a Thomas Foster. I've looked up his studio in the Gazetteer. It's in Bloomsbury, not far from Paternoster Row.
No, that's not what I was getting at. Me and Strax were looking at pictures framed just like that this very afternoon.
Oh?
I said we weren't gadding about.
I am not trained to gad.
These weren't of dead people, though. At least not exactly. Spirit photographs, they call them. All kinds of society knobs, posing with mysterious cloudy presences hovering over their shoulders, while they were unawares.
I have read that spiritualism is very much of the fashion. Photography would be a way for those susceptible to trends to be both seen and seen to be spiritual.
Hold on. Who did you say Mr. Pullman came back as?
Euphemia, the Duchess of Buccleuch. Why do you ask?
Strax, didn't we see one of her?
One of her what?
Oh, you're no help. I'm sure we did.
And we discovered a non-terrestrial life form selling tickets.
A most intriguing exhibition. Jenny, my love, I've had a revelation.
What's that, my ducks?
I should give you and Strax the afternoon off more often. We must pay a visit to the studio of this Thomas Foster.
Excellent. I suggest a full frontal assault with fragmentation grenades.
I was thinking a more subtle approach.
Stealth infiltration with subatomic attack mites.
Jenny, I believe you may be in the market for a new photograph.
Good evening. Can I help you? Do you have an appointment?
No appointment.
Oh, that's all right. It's not obligatory. Perhaps I could interest you in a picture postcard. They're very popular.
Oh, lovely.
Or maybe you'd like your portrait taken? You'd make a good subject, I'm sure. It's a nice souvenir for a friend or a loved one.
My dear little Strax.
Oh, we can certainly take a picture for him, if it'd make you happy, if it'd cheer you up.
No. No, I'd like a picture of him. That's what I want. Oh,
by all means. What day would suit him to come in?
He can't come in. Not now. Not ever. You see, I want one taken to remember him by.
Oh, of course. My condolences, madam.
Thanks.
May I be so bold as to ask...
He was cleaning weapons in the armory. It was his favourite hobby. But the other night, all of a sudden, bang!
Oh, something went off.
He slipped on an oily rag, bust his head wide open.
Oh, I say, rotten luck.
I would so like a picture to keep before he's gone forever.
Well, my dear Mrs. Strax...
Jenny.
My dear Jenny, you have absolutely come to the right place. Memorial photographs are our speciality. What sort of pose do you think you might want for the dear departed?
How do you mean?
Well, some people like the classic peacefully at rest, arms folded over chest presentation. Others prefer something more active.
Active? What, like they've come back to life?
I'm sorry, no. I'm a photographer, not a miracle worker.
Of course. I'm being silly. It's the shock.
Not at all. What I meant was, people want the picture they never had taken, so they might ask for the subject to be at their desk with colleagues, perhaps, or by their piano, serenading a lover for one last time.
You can do all that?
Oh, yes. Photography is wonderful. You mustn't think I simply record facts like some dreary mathematician. What I'm doing is painting with light.
You make it sound so poetic.
Oh, I've got an album of my best work. I was gluing in some new prints. I left it to dry upstairs in my studio. I can fetch it, if you like.
Oh, well, that'd be lovely. Well, maybe not lovely, but certainly educational.
I'll get it. By the way, might I ask who recommended us?
Recommended you?
My partner's always saying good business needs good connections. Then he starts talking about strategy and tactics, and I sort of stop listening.
It was Ethel. Ethel Pullman who told me.
Oh, yes, I remember Mrs. Pullman.
Yeah, she said go to Foster and Sons, they'll see you, right?
Foster and Stone, actually.
Stone?
My partner. We're always getting typos and misprints. I guess people see what they want to see.
That's a strange name, though. Ston.
No stranger than Strax.
Oh, that's what I thought. Whereabouts your Ston from?
Oh, I've never asked. If you get along with someone, it doesn't matter. Everyone ends up in London eventually, don't they?
I'll say.
Anyway, back in a jiff.
Well, don't hurry on my account. Not when I'm on the snoop. Oh, well, they're doing all right. Well, well, well. Policeman's nightstick. Expecting trouble. Wonder what they keep through the back. Blimey, it's like the old curiosity shop. Fancy chairs, old vases and curtains. What's under here? Oh, good grief, Charlie Dickens. Here's lightness on pasteboard anyway. Oh, this one's Sarah Siddons.
I have observed humans have a certain vulnerability. They are impressed by celebrity, wowed by spectacle. It's a weakness I intend to exploit.
Oh, with cardboard cutouts of famous dead people?
I have my methods.
I know you, don't I?
Impossible.
I do. You're the Barker from the exhibition. Your moustache zapped off.
An oversight.
Your hair's gone now, too. And didn't you used to be taller?
Does my true appearance alarm you, human?
Well, not so much. Seen one centaur and you've seen them all. No offence.
My people are not as monomorphic as propaganda suggests. Over countless generations, clone replication throws up variations, throwbacks to our distant forebears. Some prove to be great warriors, others are visionaries. Or idiots, like your companion this afternoon.
So which are you?
I'm an entrepreneur.
Heaven help us.
Sontaran High Command has wasted millennia trying to expand by military means alone. I have discovered capitalism offers more efficient means of conquest.
Oh, so you're going to conquer the British Empire, one sixpenny ticket at a time?
Since I was exiled here, I have forged numerous strategic alliances. I have advanced through society. The march towards glorious profit is unstoppable.
You stay back.
You, girl, will not stand in its way.
Look! Over there, in the corner. A great big bag of money.
What? Where? Perfidious female!
What were you saying about being a great visionary? Swift clobber to the probit with a nightstick and down you fall. Like Humpty Dumpty.
Vella!
What's a Vella? Oi! Out like a light. Oh, wait till Strax hears about this. Is someone there? Mr. Foster? Tom? Is that you? Oh, I think I've changed my mind about that photograph.
Yes. Can I help you?
Chris Evans, well, I don't entirely know what you are.
I am Strex, Madame Vastra's butler.
Of course. Madame Vastra said if I had need, I shouldn't hesitate to call upon her at Paternoster Row. And I do have need, Strax, desperate need.
Madame Vastra is engaged. If you would like to leave your card, I shall see that it is not destroyed.
I don't have a card. I barely had time to grab my reticule. I took a cab and got here as fast as I could. Look, I must see Vastra.
Madame Vastra is unavailable.
It's an emergency. You've got to help me.
Cease pawing at me. If you wish to write for an appointment, she will see you at her earliest convenience. Now, good evening.
You must let me in. I'm sure I've been followed. He's tracked me.
Who has tracked you?
Oscar, my husband.
The Revenant.
I don't know what he is. For a time, he thought he was the Duchess, and that was nice. We had proper conversations. We were planning outings, but then he became distracted and altogether vague in his manner.
Humans do that. I observed a similar response in Miss Jenny. Parchway into the second hour of Sontaran military history, she was entirely unresponsive.
Oh, if only he'd fallen asleep, I could have coped with that. But his eyes turned all cold and empty and he started growling. He was hungry.
This is another failing of humans. They have inefficient means of storing energy and are always seeking biscuits.
He tore through every scrap of food in the house and then he made a grab for Towser, our little dog.
What variety of dogs?
A Pekingese. Or he was, at least.
Not much sustenance there. As I said, inefficient.
Don't you understand? I thought Oscar had been returned to me, but all this time I was harboring a demon. That's him! I knew he'd followed me.
Want life? Must have life.
Keep away! You're not my Oscar. You're not the Duchess. I don't know what you are anymore.
Mrs. Pullman, I have decided. You may come inside.
Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you.
In accordance with protocol, you may be seated in the parlor.
He's trying to get in.
There will be a slight delay in providing refreshments whilst I find the means to repel our uninvited guest.
Whoever it is, stop messing about. I warn you, I'm pretty tasty in a fight.
Not as tasty as me. Let's see how you fare unarmed.
My goodness, you're like Vastra.
Vastra is filled with artifice and affectation. I am Vela. I am nothing like your madam.
I just meant, well, you're a Silurian, ain't you? I thought you lot were all lost, asleep forever in your underground palaces.
Is that what you think my people are? Slumbering princesses from one of your fairy tales awaiting a kiss to wake us up?
Well, I didn't say that.
I have news for you.
What?
I don't.
Oi!
Kiss! Apes! You are so fragile, little human. I could end your life in a heartbeat.
You've got some sweet moves, my ducks. I'll give you that. But I've got the best finisher.
Oh, what's that?
You'll see.
I hear you, Jenny. Hold on. I'm coming, my love.
Some super shots in this album. They may surprise you. Wait till you see... Vela, what's going on?
I caught her spying, examining the props.
Let me go! I can't explain.
Jenny, I thought you were interested. My pictures.
I am. Tom, there's something strange about them. About the people you photographed.
I'm doing good work. My best yet. I've never been so in demand.
But you're changing them somehow. They're not staying dead.
What? I don't believe you.
It's true. The folks in the memorial photo...
Don't trust her. She's one of those paternosters.
You know about us.
Everybody knows about you. You and that idiot Sontaran. You're associates of Vastra.
Associates? Don't be daft. She is my wife.
I say, can you do that?
Oh, yeah, I love her and she loves me. And that's an end to it.
No, that's not what I meant. It's just if you and Vastra can have matrimonial bliss, that might mean...
You should know, Tom Foster, that this whelp has disabled Ston.
What?
A blow to the probic vent, a low example of human cunning.
Yeah, no bad bit of work, if I do say so myself.
No! What did you go and do that for?
I was defending myself, and I'd do it again if I had to.
Ston's not a monster. Ston, are you okay? Are you all right, my brave soldier?
Oh, my Gideon. When you said Ston was your partner, you meant you and him?
Yes.
I thought you was business partners, didn't I?
As it happens, Ston is very passionate about business.
Oh, stop struggling.
Get off! I know about Centaurans. I've helped reboot one of them. I can help.
Let her go. Do it.
Very well, but keep a close eye on her.
Danny, I came as fast as I could.
I'm fine, my sweet. Oh, yeah, that's Bella. She's a bit pushy. Try and play nice. Come on, Tom.
Hello, sister.
This cannot be.
Does the great detective not believe her own eyes?
I would have known if another of our people existed.
Perhaps your senses have deteriorated from too long spent in this human city of smoke and metal.
I could never forget. I wouldn't.
Trust your instincts. How do I smell to you?
Impossible. Beautiful. Like the ancient dawn.
Yes. Go on.
My senses are finely honed, I assure you. Sharp as a hunting blade.
That slits sweet and true through the hide of a prey beast as you stalk it through the forest.
Sharper, I promise you.
Sharper, indeed. What could ever best such a sensation?
I cannot fathom, but... Step closer. I shall show you.
As you wish.
The weapon I now have pressed to your side is forged with Sheffield steel. There is none finer. The humans may have faults, but in many ways they are as ingenious, as strong, and as true as our species ever were. You would do well to remember that.
Well played.
I thank you, sister. Now, perhaps we can go untangle the strange web of life and death your comrades have contrived.
My comrades?
Tom Foster and this Ston, this Bloomsbury bunch of yours.
The Bloomsbury bunch? Yes, but I'm not their leader.
No?
Ston commands.
Then that is another way in which we differ.
Much further.
We are making excellent progress. We will soon be with Madame Vastra.
Yes, but did we have to go through a sewer?
We required a swift exit from Paternoster Row, unobserved by the Revenant. This was the most suitable approach.
My dress will never be the same.
Why would you want it to be the same? Miss Jenny tells me human fashion is constantly changing.
Yes, but not into something clagged with mud and filth.
Have no fear, Ethel Coleman. You shall be fashion forward.
Mr. Strength.
What is it?
I keep feeling like I'm being watched. I don't think we're alone.
We are not alone.
What?
Sewers are rarely empty of life forms. I expect there are a great many rats.
I'm not talking about rats. Something bigger.
Some rats are exceptionally large and ferocious.
Not a rat. Listen.
We are being followed.
That's what I said.
I shall consult my medical scanner.
What?
There is biomass approaching us, but no life signs are detected.
What does that mean?
It means we are being followed by things that are not alive.
You mean they're undead?
Yes. Revenants. Dozens of them.
Oh, heavens preserve us. What do we do?
Use the nearest exit and continue our journey above ground. The streets will offer greater opportunity for both reconnaissance and counterattack. Follow me. The hatch is stuck. It is poorly maintained.
I'm getting closer.
Yes, I am aware.
Frank!
That's it. If you will take my hand at the moment, we may continue.
Ah! Oh, let go! Let go!
Ah! Ethel Colbert! Ethel!
There you go, old chap. Easy does it. Try and sit up.
Oh, my head.
My poor hero. Did you have to hit him so hard?
Yes, point of fact, I did. You try having a blooming great Santaran lumbering towards you.
Well, I have had. Actually, plenty of times.
Oh, goodness. Not like that. You boys, not everything's about a bit of how's your father.
Foolish female. It makes no sense to inquire about my father's health. I have no father.
Really? No common sense neither.
Never mind, Jenny. You'll be all right in a moment.
Little thanks to her.
Blimey, he complains a lot. How do you stand it?
He's been good to me, you know.
Oh, yeah?
I was working as a factory watchman when I met him.
What were you doing that for? You're a posh boy, ain't you?
I wanted to be an artist, and there were other things too. They didn't want me at home.
I understand. At least I think so.
I found Storm trying to recharge himself on one of the factory's dynamos. It wasn't quite working, so I assisted.
Weren't you scared?
I've faced worse things than a hungry Santaran.
I'll believe you.
Storm never forgot. He was loyal, strong. He looked after me, got me out of that place.
We make progress by our connections, our alliances. Even an outcast Santaran values his squad.
Good night, one and all.
Bearing south-southwest towards the premises of Fostering Stodd. Fostering. Ridiculous name.
Where are we going again?
Oh, my gosh!
Right, got you. Who's that?
Beehive! It's just down there. I am watching, mate.
I am not your mate. We are barely acquaintances.
What you saying, Shildy?
I'll leave it half. It's just a little end.
My height is to precise warrior specifications. Now out of my way!
Oh, bless him! Arthur, what's that?
Is the sound of many revenants coming this way?
Whatever you John.
Revenants! They will likely fall on you and devour you. They are not. I must warn Madame Vestra.
Oi, mate!
Not your mate!
Is there anything we can do? Go and barricade ourselves in the awesome trumpet or something?
If you wish.
Will that keep them at bay?
Unlikely. Have a good fight.
What do you want?
That's you and Ston. So what about Vella? How does she fit in?
Before my time. Something to do with the foundations for the Albert Memorial, wasn't it?
The human queen lady's trowel severed an ancient Silurian power line.
I woke up full of vengeance and fury.
And what of the others in the survival chamber? Did they wake up too?
I was late to hibernation, isolated in an outlying cell. When I woke, the passage to the main chamber was gone.
How do you mean?
The earth had moved. It was lost.
You must be pleased to see Vestra, to know you're not the only one. Are you two still fighting?
Shall we say we've reached an understanding?
Oh, yes.
A temporary alliance.
It must hold until I finish my investigations. Mr. Foster, if you would oblige me, I wish to examine your camera.
What camera? I have several. That's to say, which camera would you like?
I think you know. The apparatus used to take the memorial photographs, and perhaps the spirit photographs as well.
I said there was something strange.
Be silent! Do not collaborate with our rivals.
You are no competitor of mine, Ston. Mr. Foster, I am waiting.
You are no better than I, Vastra. Another outcast in this world of humans. By whose authority do you demand this?
The greatest authority of all, the pursuit of knowledge.
This does not persuade me.
Then be convinced by this. As I traveled to Mr. Foster's studio, I became aware of several strange presences, stalking and lurching through the streets of Bloomsbury.
On a Friday night, such behavior is not unexpected.
These creatures were not inebriated, but they were not in their right minds either. Ston, if your actions have somehow tampered with the natural order of life and death on this planet, there could be grave consequences. You must let me help. We're all in this together.
Do not give way to her. This is what she does. I have seen it. She sidles up close and then she presses her advantage.
Oh, yeah? How's that work out, then?
The main shop.
Oh, it appears someone has urgent need of a photograph.
Madam Vastra! Miss Jenny!
It's Strax!
The streets are full of revenants, now turned hostile.
What does he mean?
The human unalive. Ethel Pullman brought information to me that Oscar Pullman's secondary identity had destabilized. On our way to seek Madam Vastra, we encountered a band of feral revenants.
What happened?
Ethel Pullman is deceased. I was unable to save her.
I am sorry indeed to hear this.
Opposition forces continue to grow. They are increasingly aggressive.
Mr. Foster, now do you comprehend the urgency?
All I wanted to do was take pictures, create art. You've got to believe me.
Trust Vastra. She can help. She helped me when no one else would.
All right. I'll get it.
You will not!
I have to, Ston.
You are a Sontaran.
Evidently.
What rank do you hold?
What rank do you hold?
Butler.
Entrepreneur.
What are they doing?
Boys' games. They can't work out who should salute.
Here you go. My camera.
Thank you. Bellows. Body. Glass plate.
Be careful, please.
I only seek the truth. Yes, I see. The lens.
What is it?
A slice of quartz from the crystal mountains of Melampus. It's a very long way from home.
You said you got it on holiday in Wales.
I was on holiday. So was the cellar. Cardiff is popular with extraterrestrials.
Ston!
I brought you back a small gift in accordance with human custom. Was that so wrong?
Melampus crystal has a unique property. If you hold it up to the eye, you can see an aura.
Look in the pictures! At the exhibition!
Yes. It is said the Melampans use the crystal to divine and record inner truth. Its impact on a human subject is more difficult to predict. When did you start using this?
Ston had a notion we could cash in on the spiritualist craze. Thought we might do double exposures, drop in ghostly spectres of famous dead people.
That's why you had those cardboard cutouts of Dickens and so on. You thought people would fall for that.
There is no limit to human gullibility.
I didn't like the idea. I didn't want to do it. And in the end, I didn't have to. The lens did all the work. It revealed the spirits in the air.
But they weren't spirits, were they? Not really.
No. They were the personality imprints of the humans themselves.
No glimpse of the great beyond.
People loved it. I started getting all kinds of bookings from the best of society.
The respect you deserve.
That does not explain the revenants.
Perhaps it does. The personality imprints of living humans in the spirit photographs may have been transferred to the subjects of the memorial pictures.
So, the people who were photographed dead woke up again, but with the memories of people who were still alive. Oh, God, that's horrible.
Indeed, my dear. All because of this slice of crystal.
But the personality swap doesn't last, does it? Streck said Oscar Pullman turned feral.
Some kind of incompatibility, I imagine. Between the alien lens and human photographic technology. It is very dangerous to tamper with artifacts you don't fully understand.
So, now you've judged us and found us wanting, what do you plan to do?
I cannot let you keep the lens.
What? But you promised. You said you only wanted knowledge.
I must keep London safe. It is in my care.
You presume too much, Vestra.
But my pictures, my art.
I am sorry. This has to end.
To try and take things.
Revenants! They are attempting to break down the door!
We must repel all attackers.
Look at them all, lurching and groaning. Everyone's a critic. Why can't you just leave me alone?
Tom, you must try and stay calm.
There is no need for alarm. One Suntaran can easily defeat a squad of unarmed humans, and we have two. Suntar
can go to hell for all I care.
I don't know, Strex. There's an awful lot of them out there.
Every person captured by a memorial photograph could be a potential revenant.
They could be all over London.
Tom, how many photographs did you take?
I don't know. I wasn't going to turn down work, was I? Not when I was doing so well and people wanted me.
Not while there was profit to be made.
For every image, there is a glass negative, is that not so?
That's right. I keep them for reprints.
Show me. It's important.
They're in the back shop. I have a cabinet.
What is the principle of the taxonomy?
What?
She means what order do you keep them in?
I don't know.
No separation by category, date or name.
I open the drawer, I put them in. Does it matter?
The memorial pictures are all mixed up with the spirit photographs.
So?
That is how it happened. As the glass negatives were intermingled, so the personality imprints were transferred from plate to plate. The human spirits sought out hosts across the astral plane and found instead those empty vessels. Found them and filled them.
Blimey. It pays to keep your drawers in order, doesn't it?
The imprints are like a shadow caught in the sun. They are fading. And soon their time will be gone.
The window is breached!
The Revenants are attempting ingress. We must repel them.
I will assist you.
Santa!
What do these debased creatures want?
They're people, or they used to be. Show some respect.
They're destroying my shop. Everything we've built.
The Revenants may be being psychically drawn here to the last vestiges of their identity.
The imprints on the negatives. Those poor things. That's what they want. They want their lives back. They're hungry for their souls.
Poetically put, my love.
Thanks.
Now we must smash the negatives.
What?
If we free the imprints, the Revenants will return to rest.
You can't. My work.
We have to. I can see no alternative.
On this occasion, Vastra is right. We must preserve our premises, our investment.
How can you be so heartless?
It is business!
Jenny, help me. We must pull out all the drawers.
Yes? Now what?
We overturn the cabinet. With me, together. Push!
Oh, no!
Why didn't it work?
The lens itself must be animating them. It's the final focal point. It contains residual imprints.
It must be destroyed as well.
No, you don't. Not my lens. It's special.
Tom, give it back. Where does he think he's going?
There's a studio upstairs.
His sanctuary.
We have to get that lens. It's the only way to stop this. We must go after him.
No! I must go after him.
Got to hide it. Got to hide it. Got to keep it safe somewhere.
Tom! You must stop this!
I'm not losing this as well.
We're being driven back!
I know!
This is unacceptable!
I know!
You shall not pass!
You fight pretty well for a Sontaran.
I know!
You were supposed to return the compliment!
Am I? You fight adequately for a Silurian.
You must surrender the lens.
We have to stop this. Tom!
Ston, I can't. I simply can't. Nobody wanted me before I got the lens. Nobody cared about my pictures, my art.
I cared!
Did you?
I came to care. To recognize your value.
But if I give it up, that's all this over. Finished.
There will be other schemes, other plans. A Sontaran is not so easily defeated.
But no more art.
Tom, he's right. You've got to listen.
Mom, they've broken down the door. We can't hold them back.
Your art is not the lens. There will always be more, even without it.
Yes, you can take more pictures. You don't need it.
Oh, you can't know that. You can't.
Hurry!
I do know.
How?
Because I know you.
You mean it?
A Sontaran knows his men. And you are my man. Trust me.
Take the lens.
Thank you. Now let us set these poor creatures free.
Dropping to the ground.
We did it. The enemy is defeated.
Crumbling away to nothing. Returned to the dust.
It is fitting. They fought with honor.
Except... No, wait. What's this?
Hmm? What are you talking about, Silurian?
A strange object. It must have been inside one of those revenants.
I don't see it.
Look closer. It's amongst the dust and ashes.
Still don't see anything.
Bend over. Closer.
What is it?
It's a ruse, you stupid boy. Now, I just need to find...
It is over, at last. The revenants are at rest.
What a blooming palaver. All because of some alien bit of crystal.
It's not important. Not anymore.
Well, that's good, isn't it?
We can start again. A different enterprise. This time our strategy will not fail.
I would not be so sure.
What do you mean, Vastra?
I need to think carefully about what I am to do with you.
You are not our nursemaid, you know. You can't send us to bed without any supper.
She has no authority.
You caused all kinds of chaos. People died. You tore the undead from their graves, filled the streets of Bloomsbury with revenants.
They didn't mean to. Not really.
I cannot judge what was meant, only what took place. Action outweighs intent.
She shall not judge us at all. I have brought the transport.
You have done well, Vella.
What's that?
An entrepreneur picks up all kinds of useful properties as he travels. Tom?
Yes, Ston?
With me?
Always.
Vella, activate the device.
So long, sister.
They're just fading away.
It's a teleport.
Strex! What's happened to you?
Whatever it was very heavy.
Oh, Strax.
A very basic transmitter, patched up with rudimentary Earth technology. My dad would have had the power to send them far.
It looks like a broken alarm clock. We've stuck on glowy bits.
I hope their inadequate teleporters mangled them into a million tiny atoms.
No, you don't. They weren't all bad.
They were abominable.
I liked Tom, even if he was a bit mad.
He was the worst.
It was interesting to discover that I am not alone. I shall have to reflect on this.
Vela was the worst too.
You're never alone with me around.
Of course not, my love.
Do you reckon we'll run into him again?
I don't know. But even a broken clock is right twice a day. Who knows when the stars may align again over Bloomsbury.
You have been listening to The Paternoster Gang, A Photograph to Remember, written by Roy Gill. Madame Vastra was played by Niamh McIntosh, Jenny Flint, Catherine Stewart, Strax, Dan Starkey, Ston, Christopher Ryan, Tom Foster, Arthur Hughes, Vela, Beth Goddard, Ethel Pullman, Julia Hills, other roles played by members of the cast. Script editor Matt Fitton, producer David Richardson, director Ken Bentley, executive producers Nicholas Briggs and Jason Haig-Ellery.